This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Now we turn to a film that's called The Stoning of Soraya M. Sadly, it's based on a real incident that took place in 1986 in a remote village in Iran. A woman named Soraya was framed for adultery by her husband, and then she was punished, stoned to death. Soraya's aunt, Zara, is the heroine. She exposes Soraya's story to the world when she meets a French journalist who just happened to be stranded in the village.
Today I am old. 100 years older than yesterday. But I know right from wrong. What happened here yesterday was wrong.
Zara's part is played by Academy Award nominee Shireh Aghdashloo. She and the film's director, Cyrus Noreste, came into our studios at NPR West to talk about making this film, which does not shy away from some brutal violence.
I wanted people to never forget what a stoning really is. I tried to search out stonings in other movies, and they're all kind of like one rock gets thrown and the person keels over. Also, this movie, this is the climax of the movie, but what's wonderful about it is after the stoning, Zahra, the heroine of the movie, played so beautifully by Shireh, turns this into a kind of triumph because she recognizes the importance of this story getting out and the world knowing what happened here so that this woman's death was not in vain.
And Shireh Aghdashloo is with you and played the part of Zara, who is Soraya's aunt. Was that a difficult scene to be involved in?
Indeed it was, David. It took 6 days to shoot, and of course Cyrus covered it from all angles. I believe it was on the fourth or fifth day. I was sitting on the ground waiting for the next shot to come, and I opened my eyes for 1 second, and all I could see were dust, angry feet pounding the ground, angry fists in the air, and all I could hear was shouting, you know, Allahu Akbar, God is great. For 1 second, I really had a hard time to tell the difference between reality and cinema.
I'd actually like to know more about Zara, the heroine of the film who you played. Clearly a strong person, very outspoken, especially in, you know, given the setting Iran at that time. And she seemed very respected by a lot of the village. And your character ends the movie with some of the only English that was used in the film. Let's take a listen.
They refused to let us bury her. We took her body and left it by the river. In the town, they were celebrating.
And that's your character, Zara, speaking about her niece, Soraya. And who is Zara? Do we know what happened to the real Zara after the story came out?
We vaguely know that after Soraya died, Zahra took care of the daughters of her daughters for a few years, and then she died of natural causes. That's all we know. She's a very powerful, strong woman, and the reason she's so powerful is because, according to herself, she was once somebody in this town. She was married to the mayor of the town, and most probably all these men who are running her around like a dog now were at her disposal once.
Let me ask you both, the book by the French journalist who happened to arrive in this village and hear from Zara about these events, the book came out in 1994, not that long ago. Are stonings still common in Iran even today?
Well, I wouldn't say common. They do happen. Our feeling is one is too many. Also, it is codified in the justice system. There have been moratoriums against it and attempts to stop it.
As recently as 2002, right?
Moratorium. And that was called for by a cleric as well. And there are women's groups inside of Iran trying to stop this. So this is very much an issue inside of Iran.
I want to ask you about one scene where the mayor, the mullah, struck me as knowing that what happened in their village was wrong and they didn't want anyone in the world to know about it.
Yes.
Explain that to me. If they claim that these types of events, punishments are justified
right
in law, but yet they just seem to know that what they were doing was wrong and horrific.
Well, I think also because they knew she was innocent. And I think even those who support this being in the Islamic Penal Code are still a little bit embarrassed about the subject and don't like to talk about it. And that's a good thing. And that's another reason why we're happy to shed light on it.
We've been listening to Cyrus Naraste, the director of the film The Stoning of Soraya M., and also Sheree Agdashloo, who stars in the movie as the heroine Zara. Thank you both for being here and talking about this.
Thank you so much, David.